Hello everyone, if you are listening to this on the Sabbath, then I would like to wish you a Sabbath filled with the hope in the free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. Our review this week is for the series I mentioned in the podcast a few weeks ago, Drive Through History Adventures. I did a short introduction a few weeks ago and will now bring you my review of the sample lesson, Bible Backroads. Here's the description. Drive Through History Adventures is an online course service that brings your family the best of drive through history combined with an online world of curriculum and resources. While this seems to be aimed at various levels in the school system and homeschooling, it piqued my interest as I am a visual learner. Bible Backroad explores the people, places, and events of the New Testament. Hosted by David Stutz, each series is designed as a Bible teaching tool for churches, schools, and families. The home base for the show is Dave's Garage, a state-of-the-art extended reality lair where almost anything is possible. In addition to using maps, timelines, animations, and artifacts in his garage, Dave goes on location to Israel and the Mediterranean region for many of his adventures. Each action-packed series comes with 6 episodes full of Bible history, archaeology, geography, and apologetics that will encourage viewers to dig deeper into the scriptures with our included curriculum. The suggested reading was Matthew chapter 1 through 4, up to and including verses 11 in chapter 4. While reading the genealogy of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 1, I was reminded of a question I had a long time ago, which I never confirmed the answer to. And here is the question. Was Boaz's mother, Rahab, the same Rahab who helped the Israelites get out of Jericho? Another reflection I had, and this involves Matthew chapter 4, is that there are one of 3 answers we have when Satan tempts us. Matthew 4:4 says, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Matthew 4:7 says, "It is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Matthew 4:10 says, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." These scripture verses was Jesus answering Satan when he was tempted. I was just reminded that it can be the answer to any sin the devil tempts us with, because it covers every single category we could think of. There is a comment section on the lesson, so I added my reflection about Rahab and the 3 answers Jesus gave in Matthew 4 when he was tempted by Satan. So I did the suggested reading and the written work before I watched the short presentation. The worksheet is informative and has some review questions. It would have been better to be able to write the answers on these sheets instead of having to print them out. I didn't print them out, but I basically just verbally answered the questions and made a mental note. Many people, even in 2024, don't have access to the kind of media that I do. Having visuals has not been or should be a requirement to understand the Bible. However, if you have access to it, it can be used as a helpful tool to aid your Bible study, but should never be used as a substitute for studying scripture. I enjoyed seeing the visuals that Dave showed of the regions that Jesus lived, preached, and traveled. I imagine the full Bible Backroads series is very useful if you are a visual learner. The online shop gives you the choice of a yearly subscription that gives access to everything or the ability to purchase individual programs. When you purchase the individual programs, you get unlimited streaming. For now, the cost is a factor for me, but maybe I will feel differently after I have sampled all the lessons. All in all, I enjoyed the short presentation, written notes, and the worksheet. I am looking forward to viewing the next sample lesson, so stay tuned for my next podcast. Until then, peace be with you.